Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to day 79 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis and today is March 20. In our reading from Joshua today, we continue to see how the land will be divided into the various tribes of Israel, and we will finish our readings from the Gospel according to Mark. Let's begin. Joshua chapters 15 through 17. So this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The border of Edom at the desert of Zin southward was the extreme southern boundary. Their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. Then it went out to the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, passed along to Zin, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along to Hezron, went up to Adar, and went around to Karka. From there it passed toward Asmon and went out to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This is their southern border. The east border was the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan, and the border on the northern quarter began at the Bay of the Sea, at the mouth of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hogla and passed north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and it turned northward toward Gilgal, which is before the ascent of Adumim, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the waters of En Shemesh and ended at En Rogel. The border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the southern slope of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim northward. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephraim. Then the border went around to Bala, which is Kirjath-Jearim. Then the border turned from Bala to Mount Seir, passed along to the side of Mount Jearim on the north, which is Chesalon, went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. The border went out to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border went around to Shikron, passed along to Mount Bala, and extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was the coastline of the Great Sea. This is the boundary of the children of Judah, all around, according to their families. Now to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, Sheshi, Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Formerly the name of Debir was Kirjath Sefer. Then Caleb said, "He who attacks Kirjath Sefer and takes it, to him I will give Aksah my daughter as wife." So Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the younger brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksah his daughter as wife. Now it was so, when she came to him, that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south. Give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper spring and the lower springs. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The cities at the limits of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hatzor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Bealoth, Hatzor, Hadata, Kerioth, Hezron, which is Hatzor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hatzah Gada, Heshmam, Beth Pelet, Hatzah, Shual, Beersheba, Bizjothja, Bala, Ijim, Ezim, El Tolad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebeoth, Shalhim, Ain, and Rimmon, 29 cities with their villages. In the lowland, Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jamuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Sharem, Adithaim, Jedera, and Jederothaim, 14 cities with their villages. Zinan, Hadasha, Migdal Gad, Dilian, Mitzpah, Jokthil, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lahmash, Kithlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nama, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Jifta, Ashna, Zebib, Kila, Akzib, and Maresha, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron with its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod with its towns and villages, Gaza with its town and villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea with its coastline. In the mountain country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kirjath Sana, which is Deber, Anab, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages. Arab, Duma, Ashian, Janun, Beth, Tapua, Afeka, Humta, Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdiam, and Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Halhul, Bethzor, Gidor, Marath, Beth Anoth, and El Tekon, 6 cities with their villages. Theko and Ephrathah, which is Bethlehem, and Phagor, and Aiten, and Kulon, and Tatum, and Thobis, and Karam, and Galem, and Thether, and Monoko, 11 cities and their villages. Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jerim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the desert, Beth Araba, Midin, Sakaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and Ein Gedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites who dwelled in Jerusalem, the sons of Judah were not able to destroy them. So the Jebusites dwell in Jerusalem until this day. The lot fell to the children of Joseph from the Jordan by Jericho, to the waters of Jericho on the east, to the desert that goes up from Jericho through the mountains of Bethel, then went out from Bethel to Luz, passed along the border of the Achites to Ataroth, and went down westward to the boundary of the Japhletites, as far as the boundary of lower Beth Horon to Gezer, and it ended at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, took their inheritance. The border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus. The border of their inheritance on the east side was Ataroth Adar as far as the upper Beth Horon. The border went out toward the sea on the north side of Mikmethath. Then the border went around eastward toward Tanath Shiloh, and passed by it on the east of Genoha. Then it went down from Genoha to Ataroth and Narah, reached to Jericho, and came out at the Jordan. The border went out from Tapua westward to the brook Cana, and it ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, according to their families. The separate cities for the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. But Ephraim did not destroy the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, and the Canaanites dwelt among Ephraim to this day, until Pharaoh, the king of the Egyptians, came and took it and burned it with fire. They massacred the Canaanites and the Perizzites and those who dwelt in Gezer, and Pharaoh gave it to his daughter as a dowry. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, namely for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore he was given Gilead and Bashan. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh according to their families, for the children of Abiezer, the children of Halek, the children of Asriel, the children of Shechem, the children of Hefer, and the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. These are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came near before Eleazar the priest, before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the ruler, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. 10 shares fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons, and the rest of Manasseh's sons had the land of Gilead. Now the territory of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethath, which lies east of Shechem, and the border went along south to the inhabitants of En-Tappua. Manasseh had the land of Tappua, but Tappua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. The border descended to the brook Kana southward to the brook. These cities of Ephraim are among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. Southward it was Ephraim's, northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. Manasseh's territory was adjoining Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. In Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Beth Shean and its towns, Ibleam and its towns, the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, the inhabitants of Ein Dor and its towns, the inhabitants of Taanach and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns, 3 hilly regions. Now the sons of Manasseh were not able to destroy these cities completely, so the Canaanites came to dwell in that land. Thus, when the sons of Israel grew strong, they subjected the Canaanites, but did not utterly destroy them. Then the sons of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why did you give us only one lot and one share to inherit? For I am a great many people, and God has blessed me." So Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you." But the children of Joseph said, "The mountain country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both those of Beth Shean and its towns in the valley of Jezreel." Then Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people and have great power. You shall not have only one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong." Psalm 69. O God, make haste to help me. May those who seek my soul be dishonored and shamed. May those who plot evils against me be turned back and disgraced. May those be turned back immediately who shame me, saying, "Well done, well done." May all who seek you greatly rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation always say, "Let God be magnified." But I am poor and needy. O God, help me. You are my helper and deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 16 through 20. A wise man fears and turns away from evil, but a man without discernment persuades himself to mingle with a lawless man. A quick-tempered man acts with recklessness, but a man with discernment bears many things. Men without discernment will share in evil, but the astute will take hold of perception. Evil men will slip and fall in the presence of good men, and the ungodly shall serve at the gate of the righteous. Friends will hate poor friends, but the friends of the rich are many. Mark chapter 16. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Today, the Gospel according to Mark is fulfilled with the telling of the resurrection, the new Pascha. We hear that the stone was rolled away and the women entered the tomb only to find an angel there saying that Christ is risen. The stone was rolled away for the women, not for Christ. He didn't need a person or angel to move the stone so he could get out, but the women and other disciples needed it rolled away so they would know that he had risen. The Lord will not force us to believe, but he does make a way for belief to be possible. When our thoughts focus on goodness and beauty, we tend to see God's goodness and beauty. And when our thoughts are dark, everything around us seems dark. These distracting and faith-killing thoughts are always around us, and sometimes it's a battle simply to deal with them. St. Andrew of Crete, in his beautiful poem called The Great Canon, which is sung during Great Lent, remarks about this in a verse about Joshua. He wrote, "Rise and make war against the passions of the flesh, as Joshua did against Amalek, and ever conquer the Gibeonites, evil thoughts." It's interesting here how he looks at the book of Joshua from a spiritual perspective, rather than a historical perspective. But beyond that, he recognizes that dealing with our distracting thoughts is a spiritual battle. And in our condition, unfortunately, it's normal. But we can't give up. Keep turning your mind to Christ to gain victory. So tomorrow, we will continue our battle against distracting thoughts by continuing our journey through the Bible, and we will begin a new book as well, the Gospel according to Luke. I'm looking forward to being with you then. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.